tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning and welcome along to Tip Today on this Monday morning, the 18th of December. Now, if you're driving this morning, be very, very careful out there because I couldn't get over how dense the fog was in places, certainly around the Dundrum Golden area on into New Inn over towards Clanmel. So do be very, very careful out there, won't you? And a lot of crazy stuff happening, like people passing you in that dense fog. I saw some incredible stuff this morning. So look after yourselves, particularly around Christmas time, won't you? Lots happening on the show today. We'll be talking about life-size potholes, more shocking images of dead horses near Clonmel. Amy Ryan visits the Seesaw organisation, financial boost for the development of Tipperary Boutique Distillery, and we look at lost Christmas traditions as well. Trudy is producing today, and she'd be happy to hear from you on that free phone number, 1800 938 007, or you can text on 083 311 3311. You can email tiptoday@tipfm.com at any time of the day or night. Let's have a look at what's making headlines today. The union representing Ryanair pilots is warning their strike on Wednesday has been suspended rather than cancelled. Impact reps will meet with the airline management for the first time ever tomorrow to discuss workers' rights. Patients could have to wait up to 10 weeks for a review of scans at the University Hospital Kerry to be completed. 46,000 CAT scans, X-rays and ultrasounds are being re-examined after three misdiagnoses. And negotiations on a redundancy package for Bord na Móna's Littleton workforce continues on today. I was just thinking about that story, about the CAT scans and the misdiagnoses there and all of that. And it's only because this year I had a couple of those scans. And you go and you take your test, and then somebody reads the scan, and you accept it as gospel. You know what I mean? You go away from that and you think, oh yeah, so that's what the story is. You never even consider that it would be misread in some way, or that the person reading it wouldn't be qualified enough, or that they might be careless, or that they might know their job. And then you get a scare like that. 46,000 CAT scans, X-rays and ultrasounds being re-examined because the possibility of misdiagnosis there. Very, very scary indeed. Now, we got a Facebook post onto the Tip FM Facebook page, and it's in from Anne-Marie, who is part of the Action for Animal Welfare Ireland. And it goes as follows. Dear Tip FM, have you seen their dead horses in Knocklofty in Clonmel? Is there any way any politicians could be asked what they're doing to address this issue? The Gardaí are doing absolutely nothing on this. What is it going to take before somebody does something about it? Could you please raise this on Fran's show tomorrow and maybe he can get some answers? That's in from Anne-Marie. Now, this post was accompanied by some very disturbing and distressing photographs indeed. So if anybody out there knows anything about this, and maybe if you could inform us about this, we'd love to hear from you. And again, Trudy is by the phones on 1800 938 007. That's a completely free phone number and it won't cost you a cent. Glad to be joined on the line now by one of our listeners, Connor O'Donnell. Connor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Connor, you have some issues about a particular pothole, is that right?
Oh my God, Fran. You want to drive out to Coolbourne Cross, out near my glass.
Right.
It's like a graveyard for any car, so it is. A graveyard. And you know what? It's an absolutely accident waiting to happen. It's coming onto the main Killinall Feathered Road. And there's parents going down to the school with kids and coming back there at 3 o'clock with their kids. And they're trying to drive out onto the road. And basically, it's nothing but a hole patch. That's all it is.
How big is this pothole, Connor?
Oh, no, it isn't one pothole. It's absolutely several potholes on the main Killinall Federal Road.
Right.
I'm telling you, fans, it's going on for the last 3 months.
And has there been any attempt? Has there been any attempt at all, Connor, to do something about this?
Absolutely, fan. They came out and shoved a few shovel loads of gravel or something on it, but for the day after, it was the same again. Like, you know, there's quite a lot of traffic on that road at that crossroads, you know.
And is it damaging wheels and cars? And
they're only 2 weeks ago broke a steering rack in a car. The car got stuck in the pothole, 9 inches deep. And here was a good Samaritan myself, and I went out across the road, and the council has gravel across the road, and I went in and I thrown in the gravel with the shovel myself.
And it was 9 inches deep. A car got stuck in it.
A car got stuck in the pothole.
Good God.
Yeah, and we actually sent on the photos to the Chip FM website about it.
Yeah.
We've been on to our phone to a poor girl called Imelda Goldsborough. She's doing her best all the time. Do you know what I mean?
That's Councillor Imelda Goldsborough, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's actually been backwards for you now, friend. She does everything, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's a great representative to it, but like...
But she's getting no resolve from the authority.
They're pawning off, like they're pawning off the local community around her the whole time, you know, friend. It's absolutely...
And is this an accident waiting to happen, like a serious accident waiting to happen?
I told you, friend, already. It's a graveyard there and an accident waiting to happen.
Right.
You'd actually want to drive out there yourself. Like, parents going down to school at 9 o'clock, between 9 and half, 9 there in the morning, and they're coming back up to the cross, driving out onto the Killinall Road, and they're looking at left and right, but at the same time they're looking straight in front of them, minding their cars. You're minding your car more than you're minding yourself. Do you know what I'm saying?
And you had to go and shovel gravel into this yourself.
Guaranteed, friend. They must have thrown off a load of they tipped up a load of gravel straight across the road from us, and across here we were with our shovels throwing in stuff into it, like, but it's a waste of time.
Is it actually gravel? Because that wouldn't do any good, Connor, you know?
Well, that's what they have at the crossroad there, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, the moment that would get wet or whatever.
And then we were driving to Dublin last week, and we come on to Ballyflow, just before Ballyflow.
Yeah.
And here was a massive pothole down at least 200 yards from the council depot. A pothole 2.5 foot diameter each side. 5 foot by, well, we were calling it five foot by 4 foot, like, in a square if you want.
Good God. Is that near Ballinunty there?
Ballinunty, yeah. And it comes on then Friday evening and passes. And you know what? You go down the road this morning, and the same potholes will be there again. Do you know what I mean?
But did they fill it in some way?
Oh, they filled it in some way, but I'll tell you, fan, it's an absolute disgrace that his school bond cost for the last 3 months.
Right. And besides Imelda, did you speak to anybody else about this, Connor?
Sure, look, I shouldn't say it over the line to you, friend, but it's all the blue shirts now.
How do you mean? The blue shirts in terms of what? Fine Gael?
Yeah. Like, so Tom Hayes coming on to me. I met him in a public house one day.
I know, you didn't mention particular people, Connor, and tell particular incidents of that, you know, because we can't do
but
that
sure,
over there.
I know that's a fan. Look,
yeah.
Look, sure, look, Tom Hayes can ring me up later on and say, I'll apologise to him for saying that, but look, Jesus, fan, they want to wake up, like, George Mead. Like, I'm actually insulted myself, the man didn't know me. And we giving him votes. We voted for him. He's turning us on to them, like.
Well, sure, he's no longer in government now, so, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. But you think that nothing is happening for you from a local representative point of view in any way, is that it?
Well, the only woman that was doing the job there is Imelda Goldsborough. She must have a headache every day from listening to the phone from
people
complaining the whole time. Like,
but
you know?
Still, I mean, the authority is not listening to Imelda, obviously.
No, they're not. They're pawning us all off. That's what they're doing.
All right. Well, let's put it out there now, Connor, that something needs to be done about this. And I know that the local representatives listen to us. So let's see what happens.
Sure. Yeah. I guarantee you, they say they'll do it after Christmas. Like, and people coming home from, do you know what I mean? tourists coming in here into Ireland for
but that's
Christmas
not well. Good enough. That's not good enough. Can we check in with you in the next couple of days, Conor, and see if we get anything done on this?
Hey, fine. I'll send in the photos, yeah.
Please do. Please do indeed. All right, Conor, thanks
for
talking.
There's going to be a new red ribbon at Coolbawn Cross after today, after Fran doing all the work.
I'll have to go out with the shovel myself and yourself. And we'll see what we can do.
Oh, so, hey, put on the high-vis jacket altogether and the traffic lights.
Conor, good to talk to you. Look after yourself. I bet you know. That's Conor O'Donnell there, who had to take to the shovel himself to fill one of those potholes in that area, that road down onto the Feather Killinall Road. What do you think about this? I presume there's a similar story. Whenever we talk about potholes, we get inundated with, my pothole is bigger than yours and one thing and another. But look, what do you think about that? 1800-938-007. You can text on 083-311-3311.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Oh yeah, a lot of my so-called friends indeed delighted with the notion of thinking that I might go out with a shovel anywhere. But there you go. 1-800-938-007. Sean is online with me. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, friend.
Good to talk to you today. Tell me about what you came across, Sean.
On Saturday, I was in Care, and I was in a shop, and there was a guy and a person outside, and they were collecting money for the homeless, and they said, help the homeless. So I went in, coming out, and thought, oh, hold on a minute, I have an interest in that anyway.
Just for clarity, Sean, did they have posters or something with them?
Yeah, he had a poster, like on a board, an A board.
So it looked authentic.
But something struck me, you know, to just ask him, are you local? And I just, you know, I was going to have a chat with him, and he never said anything to me. He just handed me this card. He was like a person that was under pressure or strain or whatever, right?
Right.
And I read it, and there were a lot of names on it. I didn't recognize any names, any Western Interest names, but I looked at the bottom of it and it said, permission granted by Garda Síochán in Limerick. I think it was Henry Street, I'm not quite sure. And it has got to do with charity for women's refuge. So,
right. And
I handed it back to him and he never said a thing. And I just walked away and I thought then, that guy is under pressure. Is he, you know? So I decided anyway, there's only one person might know who's ringing the guards. They're in the guard station, very nice there, very helpful, and they seem to didn't know anything about it because there's news to them, and they decided to get someone to call around. So I waited for about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. 5 minutes, I said, and he very quickly packed up. As soon as there was someone watching, packed up his gear and walked down the street and got into a car. But the guards were coming down. I'd say they observed it and they turned around and watched. But they followed the car. No, I'm not sure whether it was the one following him or not, but they followed it. But why I'm bringing it up is there's a lot of charities, 100% around.
Absolutely,
Tipperary,
yeah.
Right? And these guys can come in from Limerick with this. So, you know, why don't they stay in Limerick and raise the money instead of raising Tipperary? There's quite a lot of charities, homeless, there's numerous.
I presume that the permit from Limerick wouldn't be applicable to Tipperary anyway. Would that be fair to say?
That's my understanding of it, and that's the reason. But I just thought that this guy, you know, to me, he was definitely a non-national.
Right.
Now, that wouldn't mean anything, like, but... You know, he could have spoke, like, I mean, if you're putting somebody out to collect money, at least you can get them to say thanks. But all he had was, like, to me, a milk carton, or it was kind of a box.
Right, and do you think he had no English at all, you think? Is that it?
Well, he was probably so cute, he never spoke to me. It looked like he had none. Yeah, he wouldn't have, you know, But to me, it looked like this. He was under pressure. And the reason I'm bringing up that is that it's not alone in Tipperary. I've been around different towns, different all over the country. And I see these people.
Right.
and collect the money. And, you know, it's local. You know the local people, no matter where you go. But I think the local charities deserve an awful lot more than somebody coming from outside in to try and collect money.
Right, and particularly if it's something that's not quite legit either.
I don't think so, because, I mean, if there are, my understanding that they would notify, the local Garda station would know
right.
that people are collecting money around the streets, but then people will give, and you'll have a lot of people, everybody, and that's the reason I spoke to him. I said, you're local, I wanted to speak to him, because I've been at these meetings over the homeless, I've been at one of them there lately, but I'm not going to make a comment about it, but... you know, there's a lot of promises to be done about for the homes. It's easy talk versus to go and do something is another thing, you know. And that's what should be done. You know?
Of course.
It's like health, it's like everything, you know.
And the public, you see, would be very conscious of the need to do something for homes. So I presume they would be generous to such a charity. And then if you have people taking advantage of that generosity, it's very unfair, isn't it, you know?
The homeless has been highlighted, and that's where people are going to go for the homeless. It's like anything is going to be, and it is being highlighted. But in fairness, Fran, there's nothing being done about the homeless or the heads. Like, it's totally in a shambles. Like,
Do you want to tell me about that meeting you went to?
Yeah, I went to the meeting in Clonmel, and I put it to a certain deputy. It was proposed that he would actually get all his colleagues in the Dáil. A lady spoke to him there. And he said that to get all his colleagues in the Dáil and put a mass walk out of the Dáil before Christmas.
Yeah, you're talking about Deputy Seamus Healy then, I presume, are you?
That's right, yeah. And he said it was a great idea, and yeah, a good idea. Next, like, I thought he was sure, you know, kind of, it was a great idea, like, when next question, like, it was an open question. Mm. And I just said to him, I proposed that that's what you do. Will you lead the group as the deputy for Tipperary to get your colleagues together and have a mass walk out of the Dáil in protest against the health and the homes? Good idea, he said. He was going next and says, hold it, answer the question. And someone else said to him, of course, his colleague said, oh, he's answered. I said, he hasn't answered.
Mm.
And he to be honest with you, his attitude towards it, to me, was not a great attitude for a representative.
But did he agree finally that he did? Did he agree?
Said he would.
Yeah.
He said he would call a meeting. That was last week.
Right.
Of his colleagues and discuss it. I've seen nothing on the paper from Deputy Healy. I've seen nothing on the paper about any meeting that was held, whether it went through or not.
But he agreed in principle. Hold on, Sean. He agreed in principle, did he, that he would lead a walk out of?
He said he would call a meeting.
Right. Okay.
He would call a meeting.
Right.
But then Fran, you know, it's all talk, no action. It's great in front of people.
Okay. Well, we'll probably hear from Deputy Healy where that is concerned, and we'll put it out there for you. But in the meantime, you're warning people, be careful, I suppose. Is that the message that you're giving out there, Sean?
Yeah, I think be careful when you give your money to charities, make sure it's local and make sure they're, like, naturally the local charities will be 100% above board. But when you see these people and with these homeless signs, and it's not local, it's Limerick, and, you know, it can be granted, but it's a wonder the guards or the council in Tipperary didn't give them a permit for a year, and that's the reason I'm just ringing in. But it's not alone in Tipperary, it's a few different places you see these people.
All right. Well, listen, really good to talk to you, Sean, and a happy Christmas to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. That's Sean with his experience in care over the weekend.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Following the closure of St. Michael's Psychiatric Unit in Clonmel, the town was left devastated. The significant increase in the number of suicides over the past number of years prompted the formation of the Community Suicide Awareness Workers, also known as CSAW. Now, they established a number of mental health services in 2013 to help reduce the number of suicides in South Tipperary and surrounding areas. For almost 2 years, they've held a coffee morning, which is open to anybody who would like to come and have a chat. Our out and about reporter, Amy Ryan, went down to find out what it's all about.
My name is Tommy. I'm a volunteer here in William Street with Seesaw, which is the community suicide awareness workers. We're a voluntary organisation here in Clonmel. We have the coffee morning here every Wednesday from 11 till 1. Everyone is welcome. We don't ever call it a drop-in centre because it's kind of an open house. People come in, they chat, and they can chat about anything they like. They're never asked who they are, what they are, or why they're here. And we find that people come back every week. You've met Martin and Pat there here every week. You know, it's just an open house. We can come in and have a chat. What we have is people that come in here distressed, looking for a chat. They may suffer from depression, anxiety, whatever. But we don't go too much into that on a Wednesday morning, because we have a listening night on Monday night from 6.30 to 7.30 in the house here, where there's two of us on duty, do a listening service, just a chat, and we listen to people. And they feel that they need to be referred on to a counsellor for counselling. We take their first name and their contact number. We refer them on to Breda, one of our counsellors, and I think we have about five counsellors at the moment. And she will contact them using their first name and their mobile number, and she will arrange to give them counselling if they need it. I retired from my job after 42 years there, and I wanted to do something voluntary, and because I had some friends in it, I came in, and I'm here every Wednesday for the coffee morning, because as I said, I'm retired, and also do the listen service on a rota base.
And tell me, do you enjoy doing this work?
Oh, I love coming here. I love coming here. I love meeting people, because it's good for myself too, you know. I've been here now since 9:30 this morning. The fire is lit there, the food is here. People love coming here because I think they kind of expect to come in the front door there to see a reception area or something. And then we have the fire light, and we have the Christmas tree this morning with the candles lighting. You know, and everyone feels very comfortable here, you know.
Is mental health and suicide something that's close to your own heart? Do you have experience with it yourself?
Yes, because I've seen a lot of my friends take their own lives, you know. My story was I gave up drink 25 years ago. I told in November I'd be dead at Christmas. So I've been in a hospital ward where all the people in there, actually, that were in the ward with me, had taken their own lives. So I felt, you know, that I had a little bit to give back based on that experience, you know. So that's why, you know, I can identify with a lot of people that come in here. I can sit there for an hour, and a lot, even people come in for a cup of tea and have a chat with any of us for a few minutes, half an hour, you know. They're better for it and better when they go out again.
Is suicide still a big problem in Clonmel?
Huge, huge. And I didn't realise how big a problem was till I became involved with Seesaw, you know. And I suppose we meet people here. A lot of people come in here, they've suffered, as I said, anxiety, depression, mental illness. You know, we've various groups too coming in, you know, from different mental health places outside of here, you know. Yeah, so it is big, yeah. It is massive, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that the voluntary services in the town, such as Seesaw, Taxi Watch, the Rivershore Suicide Patrol, do you think that they've made a difference?
Of course. I've actually seen the Rivershore, the patrol there out there the weekend nights, you know, and you know, you'd often wonder how many without Seesaw, without the River Patrol, you know, maybe enough, as many lives wouldn't have been lost, you know.
My name is Breda Hewitt, and I'm chairperson of Seesaw.
Obviously, there's a stigma attached to mental health and talking, I suppose, in general, really, in Ireland. You're trying to abolish that here.
Absolutely. There is still a stigma, and people are still anxious and nervous about speaking to somebody. But I think we all think that if we make it casual, not clinical, that it'll make it easier for people to actually come in. They may not come in, what they came in for in the first place might not be what they present with. They might present with something totally different. And then, as we chat, you realise that maybe they have an issue. They realise, and they may tell you.
And tell me a little bit about the counselling services that you run.
Okay, so the counselling service is a free service. All our counsellors are qualified counsellors. Some of them are working towards their accreditation and some of them already have their accreditation. So at the moment we have four counsellors on board and they will work to whatever is needed. You know, in the past year and a half, we've provided over 600 hours of free counselling to various individuals.
And that's completely free of charge?
That's completely free of charge, yeah.
And where does the funding come from?
Well, from the public, really. We do fundraisers. We've pared them back a little bit this year, but people actually, out of their own goodness, fundraise for us. Say, businesses or factories or organisations would run a day for us. We recently had the run, the 5K run, and they raised funds for us. So, yeah, that's where our funds come from. We don't get any government funding, nor do we look for it.
The mental health services in Clonmel aren't in a great place at the moment, let's say. Since St. Michael's closed down, there is no out-of-hours services. How do you think that this is affecting the people of Clonmel?
Well, naturally, the loss of St. Michael's and all the mental health services in Clonmel is just devastating, you know. If anybody is referred now to mental health services, it's to Kilkenny. And that's very traumatic for both the person who's suffering and for their family to have to travel to Kilkenny. And then there's a wait, and then there may or may not be a bed. Sometimes people are turned back and left out again. So there is no out-of-hours services if you needed somebody to speak to. Taxi Watch runs a 24-hour service, so they're available on the phone. They'll speak with whoever it is. They'll get them whatever services are needed, and then they'll refer them either to us for counselling, or they may refer them to their GP, or whatever other services are necessary. That's for somebody who's in crisis.
My name is Martin Hanley. I was born in Clonmel, and I've been away for 60 years, and I've just come back again. I've been down here every week for about 2 months, I suppose. It's good company. I meet people of my own age, and and they put a nice breakfast on, or cakes and all that. It's a nice place to sit down and have the crack, you know.
You know that Seesaw are obviously trying to help with the mental health issues in the town. Do you think that this is an important issue?
Definitely, yes.
Definitely.
It's a terrible thing to have, mental health. I had a touch of it and it took me a long time to get over. A lot of people get it, you know, from worry about different things.
And do you think coffee mornings like this would help people who were having issues?
Helps, yeah. It even helps me coming back to Clonmel because I don't know many people here, and I come here and there's a nice gathering of people here and we sit down and have a cup of tea and a chat, and it's very good.
My name is Patrick English, and I come here to the Seesaw meeting every Wednesday morning, and I look forward to it. It's a really, really helpful thing, and it's connected with the mental health thing, which is very, very important. All of us at some stage of our lives get some touch of a mental sickness in some way or other. And I think I have read or seen on computer where no one escapes out of 100, no one escapes. And this is a vital thing to come to Clonmel. And we all have that to notice there, and to come in and come into a lovely atmosphere. Everyone is so pleasant and nice and welcoming, and we do a little supporting on the boxes and all that way. And
so you said there that everyone experiences mental health issues. Have you ever experienced something yourself in your own life?
Sure, I got all the mental disorders could be ever known. What a depression years ago from bad life and living in bad conditions, and there was no help there at that time, and not a help in the world, and people didn't know about that sort of thing. And now we are all so pampered to have the like of Seesaw, and Seesaw is a link to another place, you know, a step, you can take a step. So before I came here, I had a lot of thinking to do. I had a lot of wondering, and I didn't know what it was about. But, you know, it's a great backup to anyone that come and anyone that notice there, to feel that there's a help there for all peoples.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
And you're very welcome back to TIP Today. Now, Trudy is producing today, and you have some news from Councillor Imelda Goldsborough.
Indeed, Imelda Goldsborough was on in relation to the issue about the roads there, with the one that the car could fit into there at Glengool. And she was saying that... It's an ongoing issue with that stretch of road, because there's a quarry nearby that unfortunately with large lorries the road gets torn up. Now, she pointed out the council do have a plan in place that they are going to put in drains to stop the flooding of the road, which obviously deteriorates the surface, which causes it to be easier to be you know, dug up, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they have a plan in place. Unfortunately, due to the current weather climate, they're not in a position to put down those drains just yet. But in the meantime, they are refilling in that pothole. While it wasn't filled in last weekend, it was filled in a couple of weeks ago. So they have been filling it in on a regular basis and will continue to do so until they can put this other plan in place in relation to that stretch.
Is there
road.
Any time scale on those major works?
She can't say. I mean, the council literally are weather dependent on this, so I suppose it depends on our weather and, you know, what our weather's like. But they're not going to just leave it as a large crater. They are consistently filling it in, but no sooner than they fill it in, given the large heavy goods, it's not anyone's, not saying it's to blame for the quarry, but given there's a lot of vehicular traffic on that particular stretch of road, it does tend to get torn up quite regularly.
Right, even though that's not great news for the people of the area. But
not really, yeah. No. In relation to roads again, John was in touch and said the road from Blackbridge to Balla in West Tip was wet mixed.
Ballock,
excuse me.
I know it well.
Ballock in West Tip was wet mixed and tarred and chipped in May this year. It cost a fortune. So little surface dressing are put on the potholes filled after 3 weeks. It's bumpy and a disgraceful job. If it was done in a private enterprise, the person wouldn't get paid and your phone line would be hopping. If it's not retarred, it will be as bad as ever in a year. Money gone. That's according to John.
Yeah, and I know that road very well, and I would agree.
Yeah, and then others, not too impressed with our caller trying to fill in the road himself. They feel that he shouldn't really be doing that. Leave it to the council. Then in relation to those horrible, horrible pictures from Knocklofty of those horses, Alice got in touch to say, Fran, the issue with the poor horses is worsened simply because she feels nobody cares. Gordie allow owners of these poor animals to get away with murder because they're terrified of certain individuals. Members of the public, including myself, feed as many of the horses as we can, but we can't get to all of them. As for the government... What government? And that's according to Alice. Then in relation to Sean and his comments about collectors, Margaret got in contact with Nina to say, Fran, there was 3 different collections in the town on Nina on Saturday, so they all can't have a permit for the same day. And I do know that Gordie are obviously restricting permits because there are so many people applying for so many different things. Then Brendan got in touch to say, Fran, when is the Minister for Health or the Taoiseach going to cry stop, enough is enough, and disband the HSC? It's a farce. I presume that's in relation to the issue over the scans at Kerry, that's
That is scary.
That is fairly scary stuff, isn't it?
46,000.
46,000.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
A couple of more there. Tom got in contact to say, Fran, we have 2 homegrown oven-ready turkeys to donate to a charity around Nina or the Ross Grey area that needs them. So if you we have the telephone number here and you can get in contact with us in regards to that. And another caller on, he'd missed some of the bits and was giving him a recap. And he just started talking about homeless, and he goes, you know, he saw the saddest thing there during the week. It was pouring rain, and in the middle of the footpath on one of the streets in Clonmel, he saw an empty sleeping bag, a wet, soppy, empty sleeping bag in the middle of the street.
My God. My God, isn't it just unbelievable in this day and age? Thanks very much indeed for that, Trudy. 1800-938-007. Don't forget, if you see somebody collecting for a charity, you, like Sean, you're perfectly entitled to look for the permit and look for ID. I mean, you're completely entitled to that, particularly if you have some doubts along the way that it mightn't quite be kosher. 083-311-3311. Carmel is online with me. Good morning to you, Carmel.
Good morning, Fran.
Some more pothole issues, Carmel?
Yes. We say when they're finished at Coolbawn Cross, they want to come down into the outskirts of Feathered from the Killinall Road. And Centra, the road outside Centra is just a disgrace.
And
trying to cross the road there, it's like a train track.
Right. And how bad is it? Are we talking potholes on that, Carmel?
Not so much potholes there, but deep grooves.
Right.
You know, that you very easy, especially elderly people living across the road there, crossing there at Centra. You're taking your life in your hands if you don't use the pedestrian crossing.
Now, are the grooves there because more work has to happen?
The grooves are there in the road since they've done the waterworks around Feathered.
Right. And when was that? Is that quite some time ago?
Yeah, that was only in the last, we'll say, 2 years.
Right.
They only finished the roadworks. The town was tore up, like, you know, for the roadworks. But they never came back and resurfaced.
And
now, Centra is particularly bad there.
Yeah, and I presume it's a busy area there with people coming and going.
Extremely busy.
Yeah.
Extremely busy with traffic and that, you know. But while the roadworks were going on there to lay the water pipes, traffic was diverted down around Burke Street.
Right.
And come up the other side of Centra, like, you know, so there's no reason why they can't do that to repair the road.
Right, but they need to come back and do that.
They need to come back and finish it properly, like, you know, I mean, is it going to take for an accident to happen to somebody, like, you know, which you wouldn't want to see. And plus, we'll say there in the last 5-6 years, it might be even a little bit more, they don't go parts of the road to mark the town wall and laid bricks.
Right.
As a marking, you know, as to where the town wall was around Feathered. All those bricks have sunk. There's a dip.
And what's the result of that then, that from a walking point of view, it's dangerous,
well,
is it?
Not from a walking point of view, but when you're driving along, like, all of a sudden you hit this dip in the road where the bricks are.
Right. And again...
You know, and again, the pedestrian crossing up at the bridge there near the ballroom, there's some nice potholes up there.
Now, have you spoken to anybody about this, Carmel, in terms of getting something done?
But your friend has after been on the radio how many times in the last 12 months about Centra, the road there at Centra. I've been on before about that road there at Centra. And everybody keeps saying, like, it's in the plan. Christmas is coming too.
Yeah.
Maybe Santi might fill it.
Santi might have to do it indeed.
He might have to do it, like, you know.
Why do you think there's such a hold up on these things and doing something proper, but instead of, you know, putting a few shovels of something into potholes and hoping for the best, why do you think something proper isn't being done?
They say funding. Excuse me. They say funding, but I see in Clonmel, up by the Crescent, going up there, James Street, up towards the railway station.
Mm.
There about 2 months ago, I was driving down there coming in from Feathered.
Yeah.
And they dug up the whole footpath from Centra right up to Shamrock Hill, up along James Street.
Right.
Now, the footpath was perfect. I thought maybe they were laying new pipes and that.
Mm.
And when I called my sister, I was asking her, I said, geez, they must be laying pipes or something. I said, they're digging the whole footpath up. It was all bollard and there was a digger there digging it up. She said, I didn't hear of that anyway. I came back a week later and here it was all filled in, a new footpath. Now, there was nothing wrong with the footpath that was there.
And are you sure about that now?
Well, it went from the right, from the corner of centre, right up the whole ways up along. And within the week, it was all filled in again with concrete footpath, the same as what was down already.
Right, so there was no huge difference to what was there previously.
No difference whatsoever.
Yes.
What was there previously.
So what are you saying, Carmel? There's not a great deal of logic to it all, is that it?
Exactly. I mean, why dig up the road to mark a town wall and put bricks in and they're all after sinking? Yeah, if you don't know about it and you're driving along, all of a sudden your front wheels get a slap.
Yeah, we had two texts in since you started speaking to me, Carmel. One says, Feathert is a disgrace. Your car gets some hopping going through the town. And another lady says, my daughter was 7 months pregnant and fell rather badly outside of Centra. It's terrible, especially for older people.
It's terrible. I'll tell you, you take your life in your hands crossing the road at Centra. There's so many. The only way you could describe it is like rail tracks.
Right.
But they're 2-3 inches apart, like, you know, and there's a deep groove down into them, like, you know, and I mean, it's not fair on the people, like.
All right, Carmel. Well, listen, you make your point very well, and we're still getting text in on that issue. A lot of people agreeing with you where that is concerned. On a happier note, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am. I have 3 beautiful grandchildren and looking forward to it. They're all excited for Santa.
And they'll be spoiled rotten, I suppose, will they?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Do you enjoy it yourself, though? Do you enjoy all
I do.
The,
yeah. I do, even though at times it's a sad time of the year, I think.
Yeah, it can be. It can be for certain people. You know, depending on what has happened, I suppose, over the course of the year and one thing and another. But there you are.
Exactly, yeah.
This is lovely to talk to you. Happy Christmas to you, Carmel.
Thank you. Many happy returns.
Bye-bye to you now.
Bye.
That's Carmel in Feathert highlighting some of the issues there around the town where the roads and where the condition of the roads are concerned. One person saying, tell those people to buy a bag of cement and fill it in. I did it rather than waiting for an accident to happen. You have to be very, very careful about doing that. Because if you do, there's all sorts of insurance issues there. There's all sorts of complications to that if you take the law into your own hand and go out and fill a pothole, even outside of your own door. You have to be really, really careful indeed.